it's true what you're hearing about my clock. Yes, I did do that. Yeah, it's true. Who told you? All right. Yeah, I'm going to tell him right now. I'm going to tell him today. I'm going to end the week with a tale of, bamboozlement, utter profanity and mystery and, intrigue, daring do, all the above. Hey, everybody, this is Martin Zender. Welcome to the Martin Zender Show. It's Friday. You know, we had the time change not too long ago. Here's the story. See, I had this clock on my wall in my apartment. Big clock, nice clock. It's one of those clocks like I had at school. Nothing fancy about it. It's a clock. It's got numbers 1 through 12 on it and the little lines. Just very simple, basic clock. And it doesn't work. And it hasn't worked for 9 months, possibly longer. But it's a nice thing to see. I have a clock, and people want to know, do you have a clock? I do. It's right there. So when the time changed 2 weeks ago, I changed the time. I put it back an hour. We fell back in the fall, so I set it back an hour. So now instead of it being 10 until 7 for 9 months, it's going to be 10 till 6 for 9 months. And then I suppose in the spring, when it's time to spring forward, I will set it to 10 to 7 again, and then it'll bring back fond memories for me of when the clock said 10 to 7. Ah, it reminds me of the good old days when it used to be 10 to 7 all day. Those were great days, you know? And so I'm going to have that joy again come spring. This is what I do here. All right, Hebrews 11. We're going to start talking about heroes of faith, examples. Well, not until I talk about the readjustment of the eons. That's huge. That's that weird phrase I was telling you about that it's very hard to understand. But before I wrestle with that, I'm just going to give you a little taste, going to whet your appetite of these great heroes of faith that are coming up here. By faith, Abel offers to God more than a sacrifice. Abel, first example of a man of faith. Going to find out why here tonight on the Martin Zender Show. By faith, Enoch was transferred. You think Enoch's still alive now? He's not. I'm going to tell you why. Enoch was transferred. By faith, Noah. There's a guy. I'm telling you, if anybody has faith, Noah has faith. I hear there's a movie coming out now with, who's the guy that played in Gladiator and Cinderella Man? Yeah, whatever his name, the Australia dude. He's playing Noah. It's going to be terrible because it's Hollywood. Anyway, verse 8. By faith, Abraham. Noah. Abraham. Enoch. People of faith, Abel. People of faith did things without seeing it. Big time, Abraham, too. By faith, Sarah obtained power. Yeah, she really had a work of faith there, right? As far as having a child beyond her childbearing years. And then we have, in verse 17, by faith, Abraham. Okay, that guy had a lot of things going on. We're going to get into detail on Abraham's life. It's going to be encouragement. This is why I'm doing this. Besides, we're going through the book of Hebrews. I want all this to be an encouragement to you. These people are going to serve as an encouragement to us, because not only would these people encourage the Hebrews because they're having to wait for the kingdom, guess what? Well, we're having to wait also. We're not waiting for the kingdom, the 1,000-year kingdom. We're waiting for our bodies to be transfigured into bodies suited to a celestial realm. That's what we're waiting for. So it's just as vexing for us as it was for any of these people. So these are our heroes of faith as well. And they died without having received the promises. Now this reminds me of famous artists. Didn't Van Gogh die a pauper? I think Beethoven died a pauper. Mozart died in a common grave. Saw the movie Amadeus, great movie. Except his laugh was very irritating. You ever see that movie Amadeus? I hated that. It was very annoying. I suppose Mozart was probably annoying because he was a genius. Most geniuses are annoying. So I'm sure it was probably true, but it just kept going on and on and on. Anyway, many people die before their time. Now, we celebrate these people. Wow, it would have been great to have been Sarah or Abraham or Moses. But on the other hand, these people were not necessarily celebrated in their day. They were hated in their day. Moses, for instance. They had troubles. They had trials. And they had things promised to them that they died having not received. Now, we believe we're going to be living to the snatching away. But in the meantime, day after day after day goes by, and we're tried constantly. So my goal here, as you know, Scripture is practical to me. Not interested in theology. My goal here is to set forth these individuals, to go into detail of their lives, not excruciating detail, but sufficient detail, to show you that you're not alone and other people did it. They gutted through it and looked to God, and there's great reward for faith. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Blessed. It's more blessed to not see because it requires faith, and God loves to be believed. Because the first sin was not believing God. Satan to Eve. Did God say you would surely die? And she believed him. So God was disbelieved. That's a lack of faith. God does not like that, generally. So he loves to be believed. That's why the keynote of the gospel of grace is faith. It undoes the non-faith, otherwise known as disbelief, of the original sin. I shouldn't use that term. It's Catholic. The first sin of being dissuaded against a promise of God. We're not of those people, are we? We waver, we quaver, we doubt. Sometimes. That's why this book needs to be written. It's human. It's human. Now, Paul's writing to some of the Jews that were present at the day of Pentecost, who saw the powers and miracles of that era. Possibly speaking to people who knew Jesus Christ personally, walked with him. That's a pretty good deal. And yet these people are ready to chuck it. I told you yesterday, or was it the day before, that the days of the time of Jacob's trouble will be shortened for the sake of the elect. Because if they were to be protracted, even the elect would throw in the towel and give up. So if you're ready to give up, you're not alone. Many, many men and women of God through the eras have been ready to give up. Abraham did give up. Decided to, maybe God's promise was going to be fulfilled by natural means. So he went into Sarah's handmaid Hagar. He gave up. Tried something else. It wasn't God's way. So it happens all the time. You're not alone. By faith, Isaac blesses Jacob and Esau. Doesn't know which one's going to carry the blessing. By faith, Jacob blesses each of his sons. I'm sorry, blesses each of the sons of Joseph. Very old man at the time. And yet he believes that God's going to continue the progeny through the sons of Joseph, which were, I believe, Ephraim and Manasseh. Takes faith when you don't see this long line. You don't see it. We see it in hindsight. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob produced the offspring like the grains of sand, the stars of the sky. So multitudinous are they. They didn't know it at the time, did they? By faith, Moses, becoming great, disowns the term son of Pharaoh's daughter. Lots to say about him. Verse 31, by faith, Rahab, the prostitute. Clyde points this out. It doesn't say Rahab the ex-prostitute. It says Rahab the prostitute. Perish not with the stubborn. What did she do of faith? We're going to find out. Going to look into it. Then we have Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, besides Samuel also, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, work righteousness, bar the mouth of lions, quench the power of fire, and many other people who died not receiving promises. And these folks are testifying to us, to the Hebrews, and to us down through the ages. They looked forward to something better. And Paul says to the Hebrews, apart from us, they may not be perfected. We're all in this together. I know this is written to the Hebrews, but there's a common denominator here in that you feel alone and you doubt your faith. And some days, admit it, you're ready to throw in the towel and forget about this. It's too hard. It's too long. The trials are too difficult. The roadblocks insurmountable. And yet God gives you just enough to make it through another day. And now a catalog of people in this magnificent, very helpful chapter of Scripture. Transadministrational truth is this, hanging in there. That's transadministrational truth because that's the keynote of this chapter. Hang in there. It's the keynote of this entire book of Hebrews. Hang in there. It's the keynote of Paul when he's writing to the nations. 1 Thessalonians 4, when he speaks of the snatching away, comfort one another with these words. In other words, hang in there. In Revelation, John, saying that unless you overcome, you will not eat of the tree of life. What is this but hang in there? Jesus, he who endures to the end shall be saved. Hang in there. And see, we're in it. It's nice to have retired and you see your trophy in the trophy case or your bust in the Hall of Fame. These individuals I just mentioned, their bust is in the Hall of Fame. And they're dead. They're not alive, they're dead. They have been sleeping from the minute they closed their eyes in death. They've been sleeping, unaware of the passage of time. So really, they've run their course, lucky them. I do envy the dead at times. Because we're the ones now struggling through this mire, this molasses, this trudge, death trudge, through time. It occurred to me the other day, I was looking out the window here in beautiful downtown Windber, and it occurred to me as I heard the clock ticking in the background that every day went by like this for Jesus Christ. We look back in the life of Christ, we say it in one phrase, the life of Christ. He came, he went, instant little flash of time. He was barely here, we think. He was barely here. Came in and out like an 82nd Airborne operation. Not true. 33 years of this. Time passed just as slowly for him as it does for us. You look out the window, nothing's happening. And yet we look back at the life of Christ as some great, exciting, stupendous, flourishing, magnificent thing. Not for him. He thought he'd never get through it. Same with these people I mentioned. They thought they'd never get through it. Now their busts are in the Hall of Fame. How great to be them! No. It's great to be you. Because you're now on the stage. Their time is done. They've retired. It's your hour. It's your time. We are the new Hero of Faith Hall of Fame enshrinees. We, you and me. If any of these people were alive, if Paul was alive, if Enoch was alive, if Rahab, Abraham, Moses, Joseph, Noah, if any of these people were alive, they would be on the edge of their seats watching us, applauding us, being in there with us, telling us, keep going. We kept going. You can do it. You're our heroes. That's what they would say of us. You're our heroes. We're their heroes of faith. Well, in a sense, they're doing it. They're doing it in Hebrews chapter 11. Gonna luxuriate here. Because I need this. I gotta have these people. I want to learn from them. Because I need help every day to keep going. And together, we're gonna get through this.